You ready to roll? Okay. I'm going to start with the halakha hotline and then work our way backwards. So I'm going to call first. And here's my question for you. I'll do a real life, real follow-up type of a shaila, okay? So I am now standing in the freezer section of Costco. And they have frozen strawberries with no hashgacha on the strawberries. Not even a K. The ingredients, though, are only strawberries, nothing else, there's no additives, and I'm going to be using these strawberries for smoothies, blending them as is. So I want to know, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, hello, Rabbi, can I buy these strawberries and blend them into my smoothies without having to, obviously, defrost, wash, and check them, whatever checking method works, if there are any checking methods that work for strawberries, which maybe one day we'll talk about as well, or can I not?
They could, because it's going to be mevato, because the problem with bugs is very, and now you're going to be mevato it, and I will say can't be mevato soon, but I mean this is, the Rosh Hashiva said, I don't know, you're not giving it all away. The Rosh Hashiva gave a shiur on this.
We gave shiur on this?
Yeah,
a
couple
of ago.
Not to us. No.
Not to us. We haven't had shiur yet this year.
Okay.
Don't
want to break the streak. So he gave shiur on this to
after Mincha, to Misifta.
Masifta.
Yeah.
Okay. I would suspect if I asked some of the Bachur Masifta to explain to me this far, I'd probably be hard pressed to find one who could. Probably best find one who could even tell me that there was that shear, but that's a different cheshbon. Okay, so the shaila becomes, and good, you've identified the elements of the shaila here, which is clearly, I'm assuming for argument's sake, that the strawberries are in the geder of what we call a mir hamatzah, right? Which we'll see that they are, meaning that the presence of bugs there is not a given, it's not a rove, it's not a chazak, and we derive they're going to be various thrips and bugs in the strawberries, but there is a mir hamatzah, there's a significant minority that would be there, and therefore you have to be chayish for it. So, I mean, we'll get into some of the specifics about buying and whether it's la'atchila b'di'evid, etc. But the shaili becomes the following. This we have not yet gone to, but at least you know this just from life experience, that those bugs in the strawberries and other bugs in various vegetables and the like are not bought all by themselves, because even if they're not nikar, which they might be, but even if they're not nikar, but still, they're a beria, they're a whole being by themselves, and a beria is not betela. One of the rules of lack of vittel is beria ain't a betela. Before you know it, we'll be up to those chatichur liskabit and beria rules of non-vittel. Good. So I now am going to take those strawberries, and I'm going to put them in a blender. Why am I putting it in a blender? Because that's the thing you do. You put some yogurt, you put some strawberries, and then you put some blueberries, and then you're the healthiest person who ever walked the planet, right? Because that's how it works. So now you blend them and you drink them, and it's all good. So when I do so, seemingly, and I'm going to assume that for argument's sake that's the case, seemingly the bugs that are in there are going to be broken down, so they're no longer a barrier. Once they're broken down, then they would reach the ability to become batel b'shishim, assuming they're shishim connected, and they would seem to be. And now, if that's the case, it should be mutter. The problem that you're dealing with here, however, is the problem that is that a violation of the ein bevatel issur l'chatchila, the fact that like the Shulchan Aruch Patzins here in Sadi test, you're not allowed l'chatchila to go ahead and say, okay, I'll rely on bittel. That's the question. Question, comment?
Would that be different if you heated it up first? If you have those like fancy like blenders, I mean, let's say it became hot or whatever, like, I mean, why would the blender not become problematic, the knife that cut up the bugs?
Well, presumably, if there's a bittel there, so then the bittel would work for the blender as well.
But when did the bittel happen?
Well, meaning if I were to chop the bugs first.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, the bittel's happening instantly, or like it's the same time? Like, how does it work?
Yeah, it is. You would say, be'etzem, there's not enough of the bugs in the mixture to create a nesinas tam anyway. It's just that they themselves, the goof, are not batel. because of the fact that they're a barrier. So they would be known as seen as Tom on the blades. Besides that, these are Dvarim Hamu'usim Shinafshas Laldim Kaltza Behem. You need a bit of Bichlal of the Tom, just of the goof that we'll get to as well.
If you're making a hot soup?
Yeah, it'd be a hot, same thing. Have the same thing. There is, I thought you were referring to the Rashba and the Torah Sabayas. If you cooked it first, where it can't be then examined afterwards, then by Miyad Hamotzoi, you would not need to do a Bedik afterwards. You could have a Bedik, which we'll come to as well when we come down the line. But that's a different cheshbon. So obviously, in order to answer the shaila, you got to take two steps back. We're taking one step forward to discuss what is this din of Eitmatlus L'chatchila, when and where does it apply, and then how would it apply here? Now, one could take an approach and say, hey, Amir HaMatzui is a chiyuv derabbanan, right? Meaning, if I'm looking at my particular, and again, these are concepts that we have not, that you haven't gone into in Pei Dalet in terms of Bedikas Tolam, but we will hopefully get this a couple of times in this year, because even though it's not officially on the curriculum of Bas B'chol and Taruvos, but it's on the curriculum of kosher kitchens, right? And of life. So it should be gone through, but the chiyuv bedika for a mir hamotzui fruit or vegetable is a derabbanan. Midil raisi, you have a rove, and rove would be both lechumra and lekula, meaning if rove of them are becheskas mituloim, then that would be a problem. If rove are becheskas, they're bilti mituloim, should be mota midil raisa. And it is mota midil raisa, it's derabbanan chiyuv of a bedikas tolam. So one could argue that the iser to consume those as they are is derabbanan. And maybe then I'm getting into the realm of this Mechaber Ramah issue about whether or not, when it's an Issa Derabbanan, you're allowed to be Meir Be'olav Levatlo once it's already mixed. Meaning, my shaila here is the following. What I call blending these strawberries in order to make a smoothie, and in doing so, being Mevatel the bugs that are inside, what I call blending them a case of an act of bitul biyadayim, meaning like taking iser and putting it into heter l'chatchila and saying, okay, you know what? This sounds like fun, right? This is going to be my experiment for the day. I've got 60 parts of basar that is kshera. I've got one part basar nevela. So, hey, this looks fun. I'll mix it in. You know, taka, I heard in yeshiva that this thing is batel. I never tried it. Heard there's no tam. Let me try it. So I'll try it and see if there's tam. That's no problem with batel. Is it a geder of that? Or is it a geder of a case where, okay, I have 59 parts of basar kshera and one part basar nevela that falls in. And when I say, now I'm stuck. I don't have shishim. Let me take another piece of basar kshera and put it in. So that's a different cheshbon. There's eim vatnus l'chatchila, which means the iser to l'chatchila put in iser to heter. Then there's step two, which is eim vatnus l'chatchila, which means the stage of, okay, what about being ma'ir be'olav levatlo im nafa, right? Those are two separate points which we will come to. So let's again take two steps back first, and then we'll try to take our two steps forward. The makor for the din of eim vatnus l'chatchila, most explicitly in the Bavli, at least, is in the Gemara in Be'ah. Right? Most explicitly in the Bavli, because the Gemara in Be'ah quotes a non-existent Mishnah. It's interesting, the Gemara says Tanan, and this Mishnah does not exist anywhere in this language, right? The Mishnah has the following, Eitzim Shanoshim and Adek L'Sochatan B'Yomtov. I have wood that fell from the tree into the oven on Yomtov, so wood that fell from the tree is Mukta, it's Aser. So, easy. Take wood that you have that's prepared already. Be ma'ir be'olav. So, yavesh be'yavesh, chad betray batel. And then, light it. You're good. So, right, says the Gemara, v'ka mahapach b'isura. But how can I light it? Because I'm turning over the wood in the mahapach b'isura. No. Kevin deruba de'etera ninu, ki mahapach be'etera ka mahapach. Since the rove is heter, so you can say that your act of being mahapach is an act of mahapach beter. Good. Frek the Gemara. Vakamavat li sura lechatchila. Vitznan. Ein mevat lisa lechatchila. You're mevat lisa lechatchila. And we learned in the Mishnah, ein mevat lin isa lechatchila. So where's this Mishnah? So if you look at the note on the side, Masar Sashasi says, take a look at the Rashi and Sof Perikei the Trimus. It's interesting, my Mokel, right? Usually give you a Mishnah, so I'll tell you what the Mishnah is. Here he tells you, look at the Rashi in the Perakei and Shumos. Because the Mishnah doesn't actually say that outright. If you look at the Mishnah in Shumos, the Mishnah has simply that if you have a saw of Truma that fell into Chulin, so if you're Mar Be'olav B'shogeg Mutter, B'meziv Aser, right? Saw Truma Shinof L'Pachosim may have Akhlinof L'Shom Chulin. You have a saw Truma that fell into less than May and afterwards fell Chulin. B'shogeg Mutter, B'meziv Aser. So from that Mishnah, you see that you're not allowed the Chatrila to be Mar Be'olav L'Vadlo because it's only a B'dievet Mutter if it fell B'shogeg, not B'meziv. That's the only Mishnah B'feirish in the Shas, but has this din of aim of outness of the Chatrila. Fine. But Sigmar's answer, interesting answer, Hani mili b'del raisa, avul derabonon mivatlin. That's when it comes to a del raisa, but by a derabonon, you are mivatel iser l'chatrila. So if I walked away from the Gemara right now, I would say, okay, I've learned two things. I've learned aim of outness of the Chatrila, but by iser derabonon, yes, outness of the Chatrila. So I could be mevatel iser derabonon l'chatrila, since this mukse issue of the eitzim shenashrim and adekel is a derabonon. So therefore, l'chatrila it's mutter mevatel. Now the context of the Gemara that gives the heter is dafka to be mayer be'olav levatlo. Right? It's dafka in a case of where it was already mixed in, but you didn't have a shir bittel, and now you're being mayer be'olav levatel. So it's not a raya, but there would be a l'chatrila heter to put heter, or iser, into heter rather, and be mevatel it that way. Now, the Gemara goes on, because the Gemara says, Rav Ashi, and this we'll get to as well, another one of the elements of non-bittel, Damar kol dover sheish lamatir nefila b'darabon lobatel. So Rav Ashi's sheet is that anything that's yesh lamatirin is not batel even b'darabonon, Michael Amemar. So hani mili hecha di'isi b'li'isura be'enei. Hacha, mikla kali isura. Right? So here it's isura, so that we say that the dover sheish matir nefila b'alaf lebatel is only where the isur is be'en. But here the isur gets burned up, you're being nene from the isur after it's consumed, and therefore it's not a problem of a bittel on the Dover Sheish Lo Matirin. Okay.
What's
now,
pardon? What's the
Dover Sheish Lo Matirin? The Eitzim. I just have Lenobis, don't use them today, use them tomorrow. Oh. Sorry, my apologies, that was my bad. You know, I'm jumping ahead and assuming you know things that you haven't learned yet. So, I apologize for that. The Din of Dover Sheish Lo Matirin means that this item right now, you could either consume using the mechanism of Bittel, or wait till a time period where it's going to be mutter without relying on the mechanism of bittel. So wood that fell from a tree that I'm going to use now on Yom Tov to burn in the oven and rely on the bittel, use it tomorrow. Tomorrow's Sunday or Tuesday or whatever day it is, it's not Yom Tov, right? And therefore, you should be able to use it without relying on bittel. So the Gemara says, no, this din of that adav yishesh l'matirin afilu b'derabon lo batel is only where it's the iser ben, but if it's mikla kol isure, then it is fine. Okay.
It's already in the oven and it's on fire, then it's not going to last till tomorrow.
So the indication of the Gemara is that it's not on fire, right? Eitz mashma degal tochat rabbi yomtov, mar belo eitzim uchanum meisikon. It's mashma that you're meisik l'chatchila on those eitzim. They fell into the oven. And now you mix in other wood, and l'chatchila you're masik the oven at that point in time. Not that it was burning beforehand. You're right, if it's burning, if it's already on fire, then not. One of the rules we'll see of a davar sheish l'matirin is that it has to be that it will last. If it's nifsud, it's not a davar sheish l'matirin. Good. It's a good ha'ara and an important one. So the Tosos here has a kasha, right? Vim tomar le'el, on Daf Gimel Abayis, Gabi Eagle to have a Truma Derabanan, Yosef Lovi Avato, the Gemara on Daf Gimel Abayis, by Eagle Sholdvela. Right? So, Litrik Seosh Darsa, P. Eagle, Eni Yodea, Beza Eagle Darsa. Albi Chavs, Eni Yodea, Beza Chavs Darsa, Becoveres, Eni Yodea, Beza Coveres Darsa. So, Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Meir have a dispute whether or not you can use the Elyonos, Kilim Prudos, Stanos, Maos, Elyonos. We'll get to this as well. Sometimes in Dirabonon, I'm allowed to actually use things that are not in the mixture as part of the mixture. So we'll get there later on, but sometimes the Rabbanan is allowed to use things that are not part of the mixture as part of the mixture. Frank the Tosos, what do you mean? What do you have to bother with that? I have an eagle shell tevela, and now I have a problem. It's not, maybe it's not bottle, it's just mixing more, right? So I have its truma. I don't know if it's enough to mevatel it. Mix in more. We're talking about truma derabana, because an eagle shel tevela, so truma midaraisa, is only dogon tirosh v'yitzar. Truma's peros itself is always derabana. Always, I'm amused by the great terror that people have when they go to Costco and there's Israeli produce that needs truma samaisra is taken off from it. You know, they'll have Jaffa oranges, or they'll have Darot carrots, or, you know, maybe grape from Eretz Yisrael, and it's like people see it, and, you know, it's almost like they have to havdol, take out a silver cross and hold it in front of it. Shouldn't attack them, right? Like, it's really produce. Don't touch it. My rov says they shouldn't go near it because truma samaisros. First of all, every 5-year-old in Eretz Yisrael can deal with truma samaisros. Not that hard, right? It's not so hard to pick up an article sitter and go, you know, kol mashikosov kan, any mekayim. That's a hard thing to do. Just read the directions of the article sitter and do what it says. But even if it's so hard to do, right, you talk about a svek svek sveka. First of all, it's truma's peres, which is derabanan. Truma today bisman is evichlal is derabanan. According to most rishonim, peres that are exported from Eretz Yisrael are potter from trumas and maestros. And most of the time, it's a suffix if trumas and maestros are even taken off. So, you know, you want to be machmir to take off shumas and maestros. I always say don't make a bracha on it. Bichlal to make a bracha on it because it's very, very possible it's potter from shumas and maestros. But like the big pachad pichod, shumas peres is derabanan. So Frank the Tosfos, so if shumas peres is derabanan, you give me a rule here that by derabanans, Yosef lov yivato, so Yosef lov yivato. So Yesh Lomar says Tosfos, tod on midirabanan mevatlin, haini bedover sheikro midirabanan. Kigon muktza the ikra enam lidirabon. So says the Tosfos, when do we say that by a dirabonin, mayer bet lov mevatlo, not all dirabonins are created equal. This is very important, you sowed in halacha in general. Not all dirabonins are created equal, right? There are certain dirabonins that are pure dirabonin, meaning the ikr itself is dirabonin. Natilis yadayim, eruvin, muktza, these are dirabonins that the entire parish is dirabonin. There are certain derabonans that they're really add-ons to a delraisa. They're ikra mi delraisa. So truma is a delraisa concept. The extension of truma to peros is mi derabonan. And ikra mi delraisa gom truma de ikra shum da mi delraisa gom doga tirs yitzhar. Filo mokum shein ola mi derabonan ki gom bishar peros e mevatli. And he brings down that it's mashma like that in Perikid Anashi as well, that if it's an ikra iser delraisa, then you're not mevatel isur l'chatchil. So Tosos is mechalik between a pure dirabanan, where we would say ma'ir be'olav u'mevatlo, as opposed to an ikro mi de'oraisa, where we would not say ma'ir be'olav u'mevatlo. That's number one. So that certainly would limit this heter. Now, one could certainly argue then that if I'm going to ask you about my strawberries that we started with for my smoothie, that's the ikar, right? The ikar the arisa, the ikar is the smoothie. So they ask you my strawberries for my smoothie. So even though it's true that the shear of me at Hamotsu is the rabbanon, but the iser toloyim, that's ikar mi deraisa, right? That's a deraisa concept, the idea that the fruit that has bugs in it, you can't eat bugs. That's a deraisa concept. So in that case, in Toso's perspective, you would not have that halacha of at least ma'ir be'olav mevatlo lichatchila. So that would be a non-starter, so to speak, in Tosfos Shita with regard to this particular heter. Now, the Rosh adds in another knej here. It's an important knej, a very important halacha, and that's the Ramah here in Zadi Tes. The Rosh adds in that the only mikor you have here for bitul is lichatchila by the Rabbanon is where it's mikla kol lisura. You're not being nene directly from the Yisr. Meaning, our case here, the Gemara raises the question, Lagabe, Dovashesh Lamatirin, Lobato. But at the end of the day, the Gemara's maskana is that this Isser is different from all Isserim, right? Manishtana Isser as a mikol ha-Isserim. What's the difference between the Isser of the Eitzim Shinoshim and Adekel and other Isserim Dirabanon? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what's different. This is mikla kol Isser. You're not being nene directly from the Isser. Yeah, the Isser is being consumed. You're being nene from the effect of the Isser and the Heter combined. So in that case, if it's a Dirabanon, that, according to Tosfos, is not an ikro midio raisa. And on top of that, it's also mikla kol yisurei, and you're not being netted directly from the yisur, then we would say mar be'olav ulevatla. So this allowance of being mar be'olav ulevatla, or being mevatel isur lechatchil by an isur derabbanon, which, again, if you just read the Gemara's words, hanim with the raisa, with the ronim mevatlin, that by a derabbanon you're allowed to mevatel isur lechatchil, would sound like, you know, gizim tehet. Take Yisurim Dirabanan all you want and go ahead and be Mevato. So Trumas Chas Tchalos Lutzlorets, Trumas Lutzlorets, Chol of Stam, for those who are Makbid on Chol of Stam, right? Or Gvinas Akum or the like. You could spend all day just being Mevato. So no. Again, take the Tosos, take the Rosh. It'd have to be an Issur Dirabanan that already fell in, but there's not a Shir Mevatlet, that you're Marbel of Levatlet. It's only ikro midirabban. It doesn't have an ikro midirais at all. And on top of that, it has to be that it's mikol kol isur. Have all those pieces together, and you're good. If not, then not. The Rambam is not like that. The Rambam is very straightforward, very, very simple. The Rambam is, if it's dirabbanon, then you're mayer b'lav levatlo. Actually, the Rambam says that by diraisa, you're not levatlo l'chatzil, by dirabbanon, you are mevatel is lechatchil. The Kesemish explained the Rambam not to mean that lechatchil you're allowed to mix in heter to iser and mevatel iser, iser to heter, I should say, but that if it's nafal and now you want to be mayer b'lav levatlo by derabbanon's lo shna ikra deraisa lo shna ikra derabbanon lo shna if it's mikla kol isurei lo shna lo mikla kol isurei. Makes no difference. You're allowed to be Mar Be'olav Levatlo. That is the Rambam's Shita. The Rashba, in the Torah's Havayis, brings down both these Deos, and then brings down a third Dea as well. Very interesting third Dea in the Rashba, in the Torah's Havayis, and that is to be Mechalik between an Ikra Del Raisa and a non-Ikra Del Raisa Del Rabban on Isser, but a different way than Tosfos. Rashba brings down a third Dea in the Torah Sabayas, that holds that if I have a Dirabbanon, that's Ikro Midiraisa. In that case, like the Rambam, like Kesef Mishnah Rambam, we would say if it's Nafal, and it's not Shishim Levatlo, we would say, okay, my beloved Levatlo, you can be my beloved Levatlo. If it's a Issa Dirabbanon, it's Ikro Midirabbanon. Be Mutter Lechatchilo to Mevatlo be Adayim, even at the outset. Meaning, I could take, the Rashba gives the example, like Gvinas Akum that I said before, or Chumas Chutzlaretz, and Chalas Chutzlaretz, Me'arvin oson lichatchila b'yadayim b'soch rov shel heter, v'ochlan oso, so the, pardon? I can get the rule, sure. The Rashba, this day in the Rashba, he says Yesh Cholkim, and he brings it down at the end when he sums it up as Yesh V'yesh, but the rule in the Rashba is the following. Isurim deo raisa can't be mevatel, can't add on and marvel of levatlo either, right? And the Rashba says Isurim deo raisa that would apply even if it's a sheer dirabanon, right? In other words, I could argue like this. Let's say I have a min bimino mixture, a no shisha, right? So very simple shayla according to the Mechaber. But min bimino mixture, no shisha, but yes, rove. So we had, I just got to take tzadi ches, and Tzadi Tes, put them together, right? Even if there is a Bein Asmanim break between Tzadi Ches and Tzadi Tes. But in Tzadi Ches, we had a chiluk between Min B'mino versus Min B'shen Mino. So even here in Tzadi Tes, in the beginning, with regard to the Atzamos being Mitzarev, we have a chiluk between Min B'mino versus Min B'shen Mino, the Kdera being Mitzarev, or Mechal between Min B'mino and B'shen Mino, because Min B'mino is Del Raisa. Sorry, Min B'shen Mino is Del Raisa, Min B'mino is Del Rabon. So I have a Min B'mino mixture that has an Isser Del Raisa that fell in. I have Rov, not Shisha. I have rov not shishim. So now, can I, according to the Mechaber Shita, that by an Isser Dirabbanon, we say that you're Ma'ar Be'alov Levatlov, so could I take Heter and be Ma'ar Be'alov? But very, very simple, basic question. Right? I have 59 chatichos of Basar Kshera, one chatich of Basar Nevela, which was Hudach V'Nimloch Kidin, right? So let's, you know, there's no dam issue here. It's Hudach V'Nimloch Kidin. It was discovered afterwards that it was Nevela. It's Nablo Biyodo. The Shochet checked the knife after and discovered that the knife had a big nick in the knife, that he was able to go back to the video cameras and see the nick was there before. So he knows Bivada it was nicked before he did the Shlita. Okay? And now you have one Chatichos Nevela, 59 Chatichos of Kshera. They're all from a strip steak. What strip steak? Ich weiß nicht, but you know. They're Shava Bishma, they're Shava Bitaima, they're the Ramah, the Shach would both tell you it's a Min B'mina. I got 59 parts head there, one part Isser, and now it falls in. So can I be my beloved Levatlo according to the Mechaber Shita? According to Ramah Shita, okay, he goes like the Rosh, like the Tosfos Shita, that's Mikakol Isurei, fine. So, but according to the Shita Mechaber, could I be my beloved Levatlo? The Rashbam in Torah Sabaya says no. Rashbam in Torah Sabaya says if it's an Isser Del Rice, even if it's a Shira Del Rabbanon, still, we say you can't be ma'arba levatla. If the Isser itself that fell in is a deraisa level Isser, so then even if right now it's an amata of where there is a bittel on a deraisa level, and now you only need derabbanon and bittel, nevertheless you're not ma'arba levatla. Good. That's number one in the Rashba. So any Isser deraisa can't mix in the chatchila, can't, even if it's nafal, be mosif of levatla. Good. Then the Rashba says when it comes to Isserim derabbanon, there are two types of Yisurim Dirabbanon. One is an Isser Dirabbanon that's Ikro Midirais, like Tosfos says. It has an Iker Truma Midirabbanon. Okay? That is an Iker Midirais, because Truma is Dog and Tirish V'Yitzer, is also Midirais. Good. In that case, you're not allowed L'chatchila to take that and mix it into Heter and say, let me go and be Mavato. But if it was Nafal, if it fell in and is not a Shir Kedei L'matlo, says the Rashba, in that case, you're allowed to be Meir Be'alav Levatla, like the Rambam Shita, and like the postures of the Gemara here in Be'al. Okay? Then you're allowed to be Meir Be'alav. There are those that hold that if you have an Issa Derabban, there's no Ikra Midaraisa Bichlal, then not only is it that if it's Nafal, you could be Meir Be'alav, but L'chatril, you could take it and go and be Mevatla. So you know what? I'd like to take some Chalos Chutz Laretz and mix it into my yogurt. Why? I don't know, because I saw on a TikTok that it's very good. It's very healthy for you. If you take sourdough chalos chutz laretz and you mix it into your yogurt, so it prevents heart disease and stroke. Right? I know, because some moron on TikTok told me it's true. So it's got to be true, right? Because everything on TikTok is true. Right? So, you know, I know it's emes, it's emes lamito. So I'm going to take chalos chutz laretz. People have all sorts. It's a thing. It's a joke. It's not a joke. People have all sorts of ideas about various, you know, things that are halachic concepts that, you know, you take them now and you make them to heebie-jeebie things and they cure and they fix everything. You know, if you eat chalos chutz laretz mixed into yogurt for 40 days, you get a shidduch. Right? And if you do it at amukah, you get two shidduchim. You can choose which one you want. Right? Again, for 40 days. So, okay, according to the Rashba, this third sheet, it would tell you, yeah, you're allowed to mix in the chatzal. I don't think he would tell you to get a shidduch. You should do that, right? He would tell you, tov timi hashem al kecha, but he would tell you, okay, and from a Yeridea perspective, this part of Yeridea, from Bos B'chol HaTarubos Yeridea, so he would tell you that you're mixing it in, l'chatzal, no problem. You're allowed to mix it in and have it. The Rashba brings down, but that's the subject of debate. We don't paskin like that third shita. There's that third shita that holds that l'chatchila you could actually mix it in initially and you'd be able to do so. Okay? So it's clear from the sugi here that you're not allowed to be mevatel isser l'chatchila. And clear from everybody, if it's an isser d'oraisa, can't mix it in, can't be ma'ar be'alav levatla. Now, One of the big questions that Rishonim asked is an Issur D'oraisa D'Rabbanan. Right? This Issur of Bittul Issur L'Chatechila, this is an Issur D'oraisa D'Rabbanan. So very famously, and you saw if you saw V'Shach inside, let's see if V'Shach brought down, at the Rive it holds that it's D'oraisa, right? Most Rishonim hold this an Issur D'Rabbanan. The Rive it holds it's D'oraisa, and the truth is that the Rive it seems to be supported by Rashi. And it seems to be supported by the Gemara in Chulin itself. Because the Gemara in Chulin, which we keep coming back to the well of this sugya, because this is the sugya of Bittul, but here for a different purpose. The Gemara in Chulin brings down the Makor for Shishim or Mea. Again, Zro B'Shela. Right? Zro B'Shela, for those who were doing the daf, we just had the Zro B'Shela in the daf the last couple of days. Oh, it made a guest appearance in Zvachim as well. If you're doing the daf, and I think I support anybody. Nobody here doing the daf? Somebody doing the daf? Okay. So we're gonna get to some prokim, especially you know, call Zvachim, that we'll have call Taldi rather, that we'll have issues that will come up with to later on Kol Parish and Ruba Parish that are gonna be very, very nogeah. So not a bad time to pick up on the daf if you're doing your day as well. But again, the Gemara here in Chulin brings down the Makor for Shishim or Mea. So this we did last week in terms of the Atzamos, the Zro B'Shela of the El Nazir, which is a Matnas Kahuna, and it's also to a Zar, but yet it's cooked together with the El Nazir, right? How's it cooked with the El Nazir? Because there's Shishim Keneged, though if you're Shokel Basar Keneged Basar, if you're Shokel Basar V'Atzamos Keneged Basar V'Atzamos, so then you would have Mea, right? I'm sorry, just the opposite. You have Shishim if it's Basar V'Atzamos, Bade Basar V'Atzamos. And you'd have Mea if it's Basar Bade Basar. Okay. Now, Frek the Gemara, Umi Alfinan Mina. The Gemara in Chulin, Sadi Chesim Abeis asks, how can I learn from Zoro B'Shela? Right? Why? V'Atanya, the Braisa seems to say this is an exception to the rule. V'Atanya, Zehu Heter Habo Michlal Iser. This is a heter of Bamech Lasser, right? Meaning this is a unique case of a Dover Osser that we're going to give license to give you an allowance to use them to cook with the heter. So Zeu Lemute Mai, Lav Lemute Kol Isur in Shabbat Torah. So wouldn't that say that the Zro B'Shela is different from Ol Isur in the Torah? So Rabbi, Lo Unitzrucha El Rabbi Hu the Domer Minimino Batel, Kamash Mun Dehacha Batel. No, the Chiddush here is a different Chiddush. It's an important Chiddush. The Behuda's sheet is min b'min l'abatel. So, according to Behuda's min b'min l'abatel, so then, how could this Zroa B'Shela be bittel? It's Basar Ayel, Basar Ayel. What's the Teretz? The Teretz is in the Hanami. That the Torah is being mechadesh here, that even though generally we say min b'min l'abatel, this is an exception to the rule. Exception to the rule, min b'mino here is batel. Well, v'ligmar mino. So, one from there. Meaning, why are you saying min b'mino lo batel, if here you have a makor min b'mino batel. Goli rachmano v'loch v'idam apon v'idam asor. Tavaya b'had the adad v'yini v'lo badli. Right? So, says the Gemara, you know why? Because dam par and dam sor are famously attributed to shita of min b'mino lo batel, but despite the fact that dam par and dam sor are mixed together, and dam par is by far marbe on the dam sor, nevertheless, it doesn't lose the shame dam sor, so it's still not batel in the rove Dampar. Okay. So now, Frank the Gemara, one second. Umay Chazes. So I've got one Mokor, which is the El Nazir, the Zro B'Shela, the El Nazir, that's telling me that Min B'Mino is Bata. I've got one Mokor, Dampar, Damsar, that's telling me Min B'Mino, Lo Bata. So why are you choosing the source that says Lo Bata instead of the source that Bata? In other words, which is the exception, which is the rule? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Right? Why learn if you learn from there? Chiddush hu me chiddush lo gamrina. You know why? Because the El Nazir is a chiddush, and we learn from chiddush. What's the chiddush of the El Nazir? Rashi. It's chiddush hu. Dilechat chila. Heter levatel isser. The Bach changes the gears in Rashi. Hitir levatel isser. Right. What's the chiddush? The chiddush of El Nazir is that lechatchil here the Torah is matir to be levatel isser. Meaning, With El Nozir, it's not, I'm coming to you afterwards, Rabbi, I made a mistake. I cooked the El Nozir along with this row of b'shelah that I'm supposed to give to the Kohen. Now what's the halachic status of my El Nozir? No, it's not, I made a mistake. You come, the guy asks you, okay, Rabbi, what do I do? How do I cook the El Nozir? You say, put it all in a pot, cook the whole thing up, and afterwards give this row of b'shelah to the Kohen. And the guy asks you, but the El Nozir is also for me, I'm a Zar. I'm a Yisrael. I got Shlishi today. Right? I'm a Yisrael. It's no problem. It's Batel. Right? It's Batel. Aye, but Rabbi, I'm a Vatnus in the Chatrila. No, no, this is an exception. It's a Chiddush. Here, the Torah is Mechadesh, that unlike elsewhere, where we say, I'm a Vatnus in the Chatrila, here by the El Nozir, we say, yes, you're Vatnus in the Chatrila. Right? And therefore, I can't use that as a Makor to teach me elsewhere the din of min b'mino is batel, because this is a chiddush that what? That we're mevatelus l'chatrila, says the Rav in the Bali HaNefesh. So if you're telling me that there's a chiddush here that prevents you on a d'oraisa level from learning min b'mino is batel, that means it's a chiddush on a d'oraisa level, which means that the chiddush of ein mevatelus yisr l'chatrila is a d'oraisa din. This din of Eim Mevat Nisr Chatchila has to be a Deraisa din. Otherwise, it's not an exception on a Deraisa level. And it's not an exception on a Deraisa level. It's not a Chiddush on a Deraisa level. And it's not a Chiddush on a Deraisa level. And you can learn from there that Mimino is Bato. So from the Gemara here, says the Rav, you see clearly that this, that Eim Mevat Nisr Chatchila is a din Deraisa. Now, that's an important point. Because if I'm approaching a Shaila, and I'm going to approach the Shaila by leaving this on this cliffhanger, if I'm approaching a shaila of, is this a problem of ein mevatel nisr l'chatchila or not? It's a very different lens if I'm dealing with nisr d'oraisa versus d'rabbanan. Dealing with nisr d'oraisa, so then every safek and every possible tzad I have to be machmir on. Nisr d'rabbanan is much more to be matir and to be mekel. So this ravid holds its d'oraisa. The shaila is what you do with the ravid. Meaning the ravid's raya from the Gemara seems to be pretty glatt and seems to be clear in Rashi that your din of ein mevatel nisr l'chatchila is a deraisa din.
Now, how does Rashi know that we take it? I mean, it's interesting that the Gemara just says chiddushu, the chiddush like Amina. What's the chiddush that because normally we're not mevatel nisr l'chatchila? How do you know normally we're not mevatel nisr l'chatchila?
Right. So we know from the Gemara in Be'ah, we know from the Mishnah in Shrumos.
But right, I'm saying,
what's the Makor? Right. What's the pasuk? Right? So that becomes the big question. What's the pasuk ein mevatel nisr l'chatchila? And the problem with that is that even at the end of the day, the Rav doesn't bring a pasuk, Rashi doesn't bring a pasuk, nobody brings a pasuk as far as I know, of Eim Mevatel Nisr L'Chatchila. I can make a pasuk up for you, and most people probably get away with it in most venues. But is there a pasuk for it? So, Billy Nether will try to explore that next time and try to come back around to this Shiloh about what is the bottom line psak halacha with regard to your, you know, for now, buy the strawberries with the hashgach on them, and then, you know, we'll talk about Thursday whether you can buy the ones without.
But in the Hashgacha says,
I'm not certain that it says that.